You must say, there's no need for you to hurry. If I get there first,
I'll let you know.
Or I'll wait.
I'll wait for you.
Okay. And somebody is smiling and it has a pleasant word for everybody. You say, he seems to be in a good
spirit. And you know, he makes friends, you know, smiling around, and one looks like he's got his nose snarled all the time.
Yeah. But someone who seems to be feeling good, you say he seems to be in a good
spirit.
Okay, or another word you might use?
You know. He's feeling okay.
Yeah. Somebody who can always catch on to a joke, you'd say that he has a good sense of...
Yeah. I never did like too many jokes, did you? I've seen people just tell old jokes and they just like tickle them to death.
Yeah. But someone who can always see the funny side of things, you say he's got a good sense of...
Yes. Well, good humor. Good sense of humor.
And you might say, well, we've got termites, but I'm sure the exterminating company will get...
Take care of that.
Or will get what?
Will get the...
Get
the,
what?
Of the birds.
That's your phone. Okay, you say, well, we've got termites, but I'm sure the exterminating company will get what of them? Will get...
Get a little old flies. They look like flies.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if you call them a fly or a bug.
Yeah. You want to get rid of them? Or
yeah, I want to get rid of them.
Huh?
I guess he will, they will, you know, put the stuff out and spray and get rid of them.
Okay. And say if a boy left his best pencil on the desk and came back and didn't find it, he'd say, I bet somebody...
Has got it.
Okay. Any other word he might use?
Yeah, maybe stole it or gone with it.
Okay. I wrote him a letter and it's time I was getting an...
A letter back.
Yeah. Or I expect...
I expect one today.
Uh-huh. You say, well... You say, you put the letter in the envelope, and then you take out your pen and you...
Write it.
You what the letter?
Address it.
Okay. And you say, I was going to write him, but I didn't know his...
Address.
Okay. And if a child's learned something new, like learn to whistle, his parents might ask, who?
Who taught you that?
Okay. And... A child that's always running and telling on the others, you'd call a...
A tattler.
Okay, would you use that word about adults?
Yes, there's some people like that. So tell that people and then run to somebody else and tell just exactly what they say and maybe they've said more than you have.
Yeah. Say, if you wanted to brighten up your room, you might go out to the garden and...
Get flowers. Okay. Cut flowers.
Okay. And something that a child plays with, you'd call a...
A what?
Something that a child plays with.
All they play with. A boy is plays with little trucks and things more than girls do.
Yeah.
But girls plays with the dolls, and they're more interested in the doll than they are.
Yeah. But what would you call something that a child plays with? You'd call it a toy?
Yes, a toy.
Any other names?
No.
You ever talk about play pretty?
Yeah, box.